few minutes trying to get familiarity with the psukim that we're going to recite in every tefillah during the slichas before Shema Koleinu. Because there's some very powerful psukim. Some of them talk about kibbutz galios. But let's talk about the psukim before Shema Koleinu, which speak about tshuva. So, two psukim from Yeshaya, one from Mem Dalet, and then the one from Mem Gimel. The one from Mem Dalet is as follows. Hashem says, Machisi ka'av pishecha, v'che'anan chatosecha, shuva elai ki gelticha. I will erase your sins like clouds, av and anan. So it's unclear of this pasuk, and of course the pasuk could mean both is, are the clouds the erasers, or the clouds are the erasees? Namely, Machisi ka'av, I will erase your sins like clouds. What does that mean? That just like clouds disappear, similarly your sins will disappear? Or I will erase your sins with clouds, because clouds cover something. So it probably means both. And each of them conveys a different element of tshuva. If the clouds are the erasers, the coverers, then essentially I will cover your sins with clouds, which means they won't necessarily disappear, because clouds don't make anything disappear. Hashem is saying that your sins may remain, and you may be unable to overcome them. You may be unable to remove them, but I'll cover them with clouds and I won't look at them. And part of our desire on Yom Kippur, we try to change, we try to eliminate, but we also ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that which we can't eliminate, maybe just cover up and don't look at them because you love us so much, because of the Bris Avos. Don't look at them. So there has to be a voice in davening, not just that I'm absolutely convinced that I can remove my sins, but Hashem, cover them like snow. Kashela Gelbino. Snow doesn't really eliminate the color of the ground. It just covers it with a sheen. It covers it with a white sheen. So Machisi Kabishracha Bechanan Chatosecha means I hope that our relationship is strong enough, like in any relationship, that you overlook some of the annoyances and the irritations. Not just that they're removed and there's kapara. So that's one meaning of Machisi Ka'av Pishracha. That the clouds are the mocha. I will mocha them like clouds. Bechanan Chatosecha. The other approach is no, that just like clouds dissipate, so too I'll make your sins dissipate. So the clouds aren't the agent of eliminating sins. The clouds are the phenomena of the sins eliminating. That just like clouds evaporate, similarly, I want my sins to evaporate. What does that mean? Well, part of what it means is not just the image of tshuva, but it's also an image of tefillah. In Echa, we read that Hashem surrounds himself by clouds. Sakosa be'anan lach me'avar tefillah. Hashem surrounded himself like with clouds, which is a very painful irony, because in Tanakh, a cloud is an image of Hashem's Shechina appearing. It's the only image of Hashem in Tanakh, the Anan HaKavod. And during the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the symbol of Hashem's presence was inverted into a barrier between Hashem and Am Yisrael. Sakosa be'anan lach me'avar tefillah. Hashem, Yirmiyah writes, you surround yourself, sukkah, you surround yourself in clouds, me'avar lach tefillah, for tefillah to enter. The Gemara says that when Rava would want to make a tiny sibur in Bavel, if he'd walk outside and it'd be cloudy, which it is from time to time in Bavel, he wouldn't make a tiny sibur on that day. Because he felt like it was an omen from Shemayim that Hashem was intensely surrounded by clouds that day and was unavailable for tefillah. So if we're asking Hashem that our sins should disappear like the clouds dissipate, so we're saying, Hashem, please accept our tefillahs. Please dissipate the clouds. Please take the clouds that surround you and that barrier tefillah, along with eliminating our sins like the clouds, please let our tefillah enter and let our sins disappear like clouds, because clouds are something that don't have long substance. And I think especially at your age, this should be very resonant, because the sins that you've encountered are not entrenched in your personality. Whatever sins you're struggling with, you've had them for a year, 2 years, 3 years. You haven't really been wrestling them. When you get to be my age, these are things you carry with you for your life, so they're very deeply entrenched. So the concept that I want them to disappear like clouds isn't so resonant, because it's harder for me to uproot and to eliminate those deeply entrenched. At your age, these are things that are passing clouds. You wake up in the morning, they're cloudy, clouds disappear, the sun shines, and the clouds aren't there anymore. So this is, I know it's late today, so I'll just have a very quick share. This is a pasuk from Mem Dalet, which is the first pasuk before Shema Koleinu about tshuva that we recite, and we'll say it every tefillah on Yom Kippur. Machisi ka'av pishecha, v'che'anan chatosecha, shuva elai ki gelticha. The pasuk ends with gula, that, of course, tshuva contributes to gula. G'dol tshuva shemeviyas ha-gula. Every tshuva you perform has a larger calculus that's contributing to the gula of Am Yisrael. But in a literal sense, tshuva is returning to Hashem. So when Hashem is goel you, it's very similar to the goel in Parshas Bahar. Who's a goel in Parshas Bahar? He's a relative of the family that takes the land back from being sold and returns it to the family, right? In Rus, Perak Dalet. Im yegalech tov. If Tov or this other person will be goel you. So in Tanakh, the concept of goel is taking something that has gone astray, that has been placed in a foreign area, and taking it back to its natural place. So we believe that we're naturally created as good and noble. We're naturally created tachas kisei hakavod. We've wandered. So when Hashem is goel us, He takes us back to that original relationship of Chari Shemenu Kikedem. So the pasuk ends with Geula as a lashon of tshuva. So those are the two or three elements of this pasuk. The clouds, are the clouds the erasers, or the clouds are an image for the sins disappearing? It's probably both. Machisi ka'av pishuecha v'chenan chatasach. It's intentionally vague. Tshuva elai ki gealticha. Meretz Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to look at the pasuk in Mem Gimel. Anochi, anochi, v'mochei pshach. This is the pasuk before Shema Kolenu. The first couple of psukim talk about kibbutz galios, but it's those middle psukim that talk about tshuva. Okay? Our shir will start.